I want to speak to you tonight, waiting and wanting God to bless. Waiting and wanting God to bless. Before I go any further, I just want to encourage you to continue to be praying about our building situation. Amen. I'm believing the Lord, folks. Amen. He's able. Amen. It's a step of faith to put this on the market and have no place to go. So that's up to God. All right? Amen. So might have to go to one of your houses and have church. Everybody give me your dimension of your house afterwards. We all want to live blessed lives. Amen. We want to have experience. We want to experience the promises, the blessings of God. We want to live lives where we're free from sickness. We're free from disease. Our relationships are thriving. Money isn't a struggle. Debts and bills are paid. And we are blessing other people. Sounds like a nice life, doesn't it? But many Christians struggle with how to get a hold of these blessings from God. You know, the prodigal son, when he came back, dad threw a party for him. The oldest son says, I've been serving you all my life. And when your son comes back, you throw this party. And the dad says, everything I have is yours. Sometimes we don't take advantage of the fact that we are a child of the King. Come on. And we just want to live this poor pity me life. Well, God, why you're blessing this person? They just came to the Lord. They've been living in sin all these years, and now you're blessing them. You're part of it. It's yours. You just say, God, I need you. God, I want a party. Come on. Many Christians struggle with how to take hold of these blessings. And in the Bible, God gives us the key over and over again to unlocking His blessings. And so we want to look at these things tonight. The key phrase in the Psalms 112, verse 1 says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Here you are. That delighteth greatly in His command. Amen. That delighteth greatly in His commands. Now, there's the problem. Many of us don't want to follow the commands of the Lord. Right? So if you're wanting, or if you're waiting for God to bless you, I want to look at some ways to delight yourself in the Lord that will help you tonight to unlock the blessings in your life. And the first one we need to look at is realize that God is all the source of all blessings. Amen? He is the source of all. Hopefully by now, you figured out that God isn't some Santa Claus in the sky who comes down your chimney and leaves you exactly what you need under the tree. He isn't a genie in the bottle who appears to grant you three wishes in life. Folks, God is so much more. Amen? Revelations 1 verse 8 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. He's so much more than Santa. He's so much more than a genie. Amen? He is the source from whom all things, including you, were created. In Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The Hebrews translation of that verse is this. In the beginning, the Blessed One created the heavens and the earth. God is the blesser, and blessings originate from Him. Amen? James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Better than Santa Claus, folks. Better than a genie in a bottle. Better than wishing on a star or going your own way. God has a blessing plan for you to experience everything in His promises. Everything. The next thing we need to do is we need to realize that the choice to be blessed is yours. Okay? Hear me tonight. I'm telling you, the choice to be blessed. If you want blessings in your life, it's up to you. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 says, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live." Isn't that something? It's up to us. It's our choice. God tells us in this scripture that he has called heaven and earth as witnesses to set two choices before us: blessing or cursing, life or death. If we choose life, we will be blessed. And if we live, if we will live, so we have a choice. Okay? Do we want to be blessed and live? Or do we want to be cursed and die? Now, of course, we want to be blessed and we want to live. Amen? Now, there isn't a person here alive who would say they want to be cursed and die. So, if this is the case, we want to be blessed and we want to live. So, if this is the case, we have to ask, then why aren't more people living blessed?
Well,
that's because you have to choose. You do. Okay? Everybody say, "I have to choose." All right? God can't do it for you. Your spouse can't do it for you. Your parents can't do it for you. And you don't get to sit out and expect to be blessed. Okay? You can't say, "Well, I haven't made my mind up about God or that command yet, so I'll make my decision later after I've had all my fun." Well, no, folks, not choosing life and blessing is the same as choosing death and cursing. So if you don't choose life and blessing, you might as well just go ahead and choose curse and death, because you have to make a choice. So if you haven't chosen life, you aren't experiencing the fullness of abundant blessing God has promised you. All right? So how do you choose life? How do you choose blessing? You choose by making a conscious decision to honor God and to obey his command. There it is again. Got to obey those commands. Why should I have to obey those commands? See, you have to choose to delight in him. You have to choose his ways. It's not about you. Who created who? Huh? You choose Psalms 112:1. This is the key to unlocking the blessings of God in your life. To delight in his ways. To delight in his ways. Then we also, another key to being blessed is we have to realize that fearing the Lord leads to blessing. Fearing the Lord leads to, it can't be confusing to read an encouragement, or it can be sometimes to read an encouragement to fear the Lord. Okay? When you look in Scripture, you say, "Well, what's that all about? Fearing the Lord. How's that an encouragement?" This phrase seems to contradict God's edict to fear not, a command that is listed 365 times throughout the Bible. But the fear referenced here in the Scripture is not the terror or the anxiety that God tells us to avoid. Just look at I want to look at a more detailed scripture here in Psalms 112:1. In the Amplified, it says, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who fears or reveres and worship the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments." You see what it is? It's fortunate. We are envied. And we have to revere and worship him. You have to have a reverence for the Lord, the ways of the Lord. Okay? One of the things, a great analogy is the lake out here, Lake Erie, is a very great blessing to us. And we eat because of the water. We use it to cook, and we use it to bathe, and we use it to do so many things. But when you're on that lake, you better have a great respect for that lake. Okay? In so many ways, it's good for us. But you better reverence it. You better have a respect for it, because when it's giving you a sign for a storm, you better be heading to the shore. Okay? In serving God, He is such a blessing in our lives, and He can bless us in so many ways, but you better understand He means what He says in His Word. And if you don't obey Him, there's going to be consequences for that. Okay? But if you do obey Him and you follow the things of the Word of God, there's blessings that come with it. So we have to have that reverence, and we have to worship Him. God promises that you will be blessed when you revere, worship, and obey Him. Amen? He doesn't want you quaking in fear at the thought of Him expecting ill effects for interacting with Him. No, He simply wants you to recognize who He is, the Creator of the universe, the Alpha and the Omega, your Heavenly Father. All right? Next, we have to realize that delighting in His commandments leads to blessing. Delighting in His commandments leads to blessing. See, often when we think of God's commandments, we think of His laws. There's that bottle. Good thing I had that lid on there, bro. When we think of the Old Testament, but as it became glaringly clear, folks, the Old Covenant, God's people have always been unable to follow His laws in their own strength. It took Jesus' sacrifice to erase the stain of their sin. And thankfully, folks, Jesus showed God's people another way, a way beyond routine obedience, and a way into a relationship. In Matthew 22, Jesus sums up all the Old Testament commandments in one word, and that's love. In Matthew 22, 37 through 40, Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." See, it's different. You're able to do something when you love doing it. When you love the Lord, you don't mind pleasing Him. Amen? Loving God wholeheartedly and loving others is your number one command. When you try to keep the command of love with a pure motive, you are delighting in God's commandment. But when you consider Psalms 112:1, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments." So you could say it, blessed is the man that reverence the Lord and love greatly His commandments. A little better way of looking at it, isn't it? Let's beyond the letter of God's word, and let's reflect on His Spirit. This verse, and every verse addressing the gratitude for faithfulness to God's command, reflects a deeper calling to treasure His Word. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." You see, we don't have to walk around wondering why we're not blessed. We don't have to do that, folks. God gave us His Word to help us understand Him, to help us understand His ways, and to assist us in living lives that reflect our salvation. Amen? God wants to bless us. God wants to bless you and help you. But God will not if we're not following what He expects from us. He will not do it. So another thing is, we have to realize that God's commands are there to bless you. Okay, you can look at it, "Oh, there's them commands again. We can't never do anything." How about saying, "There's those commands that bless my life"? Amen? The whole purpose of God's command is to set you up for the blessing and to prevent you from the curse that leads to death. So it's kind of like a parent who give their children instructions. That will, those instructions will help prevent them from hurting themselves when they don't know any better. God gives us instructions to keep us from getting hurt in this life. And he does it for one reason, and one reason only. That's because he loves us. In Psalms 112:1, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord and delighteth greatly in his commandments. Do you delight in the Lord's commands? Or do you walk around and say, oh, I can't believe we've got to live by these things? Now, you may never say that, but sometimes our actions speak that. The way we carry ourselves. Do you delight in the Lord's commands? You see, if his commands are burdensome to you, it's probably because you haven't yet understood just how much he really loves you. Now, you might insist, I know God loves me. You might insist that, but maybe that's true. But there is a difference, folks, between mentally assenting to God's love and to really believing in your heart that he loves you. You can say, I know God loves you, but do you really know? Do you really believe that when it comes to doing things that God asks you to do? Do you really show that? You know, when you first meet somebody and you're really trying to impress them, you don't mind jumping up and doing anything. Oh, do you need this? I'll get you that. Do you need that? You're putting that best foot forward, right? We should do that every day with God. But when sometimes we get in those doldrums and go, oh, no, I just gotta go to church tonight and I gotta do that. I was so tired walking in church tonight, folks. I wanted us to sit down and take a 15 minute, put our head on the next pew and sleep. God gave me a second wind right now, so I'm going here. But I'm telling you, when you love somebody, you don't mind doing things for them. And when you truly love God and you truly believe God loves you, it is nothing to live for God. Amen? It's a joy to live for him. Hallelujah. So, do you really believe it? Do you delight in his commands? There's a difference between that. Saying it from here, but really knowing it down here. There's a difference. When you really believe from your heart that God loves you with a deep, passionate love, you will understand that his commands are given to you out of love. You will delight yourselves in them because you trust God's love for you. You will know he's not holding back or he's not trying to punish you, but instead his commands will lead to abundant life, protection from evil, and it'll give you blessings. And then we have to realize that God loves you and wants you blessed. Okay? God loves you and he wants you blessed. God loves you so much. He desires an intimate relationship with you. In 1 John 4:19, we love him. Why? Because he first loved us. Amen? You see, this verse reminds us that we love each other because he loved us first. A lot of us here would probably have a hard time loving each other if it wasn't for God. Come on, we got to admit it. Thank God he's a God of love, huh? You see, it's only out of that love, that from God, God's love, that his blessings are possible. Amen? In fact, God demonstrated his love for us in that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. Amen? While we were something that he looked at and said, oh, I'm going to die for him. You are so important. He died to ensure that you have a choice to live in a relationship with him forever and to be blessed. See, God wants you and me to delight in him so that the blessing will overtake you. Amen? That blessing will overtake you and you'll delight in it. If you're not expecting God's blessings, meditate on these keys, folks. Throughout, just think about these things that we talked about tonight. If you're not experiencing those blessings, you have to seek the Lord and ask him to give you revelation. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord's commandments. You see, it's easy when you understand just how much the Lord truly loves you. And when you realize his eternal love for you, you can't help but delight in Him and His Word. And as you do, His commands, they will not be so burdensome to you. And you will then begin to experience this great peace, and you will experience this great joy, and a result of choosing life and choosing blessing. We have to be patient and diligent to fight the good fight of faith. Amen? And then the blessings of the Lord will overtake you. Let's stand. I want us to live in that. I want us to live and understand that those blessings are there for us. Don't be like that, the older brother, the prodigal son, and be angry at God because you see others being blessed. They're yours too. But you need to be where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be doing the things that you're supposed to be doing. And God, understand that no matter where you're at, God wants to bless you, and He's willing to help you get back on track. And folks, understand this also. You have to ask God for the blessings. Amen? It's important that we ask the Lord. I heard a little story from Lee Stone King, a man used mightily, mightily of God. If you don't have never heard Lee Stone King, you can find him online. Phenomenal man of God. But one of the things that he did in his life as he was a young Christian was the people that he admired, people like Sister Mangan, Vesta Mangan, and different ones. How can I be like you? And these people began to put him on the prayer list. And he began to do the things that he needed to do, the things that they told him to do. And a lot of times we're not willing to go to that extreme. We're not willing to ask God for these things because we think that's just not me. Well, who said it's not you? Let me tell you something. You can be anything you want to be in Jesus Christ. Amen? Anything. Hallelujah. But you got to be willing to get there. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Greet one another in Jesus' name.